41 minutes after 3 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, taking you through a Tuesday. Getting pretty cloudy out there. It's not going to rain, is it?
I don't know. I hope not. It's not supposed to, according to the forecast I read, but well, you never know. Stranger things have happened, right?
There are some pretty ominous clouds.
No, it doesn't look real promising, does it?
No, it doesn't look promising at all.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed indeed. Well, last week we made it official that Lisa Roberson of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram is going to be joining us every single week here in studio, and here she is again.
Hello.
On a wonderful Tuesday. And boy, we need to preface this by saying that, of course, every time Lisa comes in, it's brought to you by 9-Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness. I was going to say this till the end, but you were telling me about your experience there earlier today. And, boy, last week I was sharing my experience at a place similar many, many years ago when I had the ability to do this and then get up and go to work with no other repercussions whatsoever because it is such a kick-butt workout. You tweeted the picture out with you and your boxing gloves earlier today.
That was the before picture.
That was the before, okay. So tell us about the process and tell us about the after.
The process was really interesting and really fun. It's nine sessions, nine little segments into the 9-Round Fitness facility, and there's like different exercises that you have to go through, and there's a trainer who takes you through each exercise. And so I started, you know, completely a novice to this, never done any kind of kickboxing, but they walked me through each exercise, each step, and it's 3 minutes. And so for those 3 minutes, it's the longest 3 minutes of your life.
Isn't that funny how you're in those situations and you're like, I swear it's been longer than 3 minutes.
I thought the clock was broken a few times.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, wow. You're just like, is there like a ding or two? Is there a bell like when you go from
there
one
is
to
a
the
bell.
Next?
That's awesome.
Okay, I like that, though.
That's
see,
good.
That would at least make me laugh for a second, and then I realize how miserable I'm going to be when I go to that
No,
next
it's,
session,
it's a fun atmosphere. There's like live music. I mean, you know, it's playing over the speakers, and everyone's having a good time.
Very
and,
cool.
You know, you've got your boxing gloves on, and you feel kind of like, you know, you're ready to take on the world. Now, I'm not ready to take on Floyd Money Mayweather, but, you know, I think
leave that to Conor McGregor right now.
Yeah, leave that to McGregor, yeah.
Well, but it was definitely a good time.
Cool.
No, and it's one of those workouts, too. I mean, you just don't think about boxing or kickboxing as something that for a half hour would really be an intense workout. It's intense. It's really, really intense, and, you mean, you're just dripping head-to-toe sweat. So,
but it's not just boxing or kickboxing. They incorporated so many other exercises into the routine. There was lunges, and there was, you know, the wall squats, and, you know, there were crunches, and so you're working out your entire body in this 30 minutes. And so they keep you moving so that you're not there all day. You there with a plan. You're doing your nine exercises, you know, and you're going to get a good workout.
And I think you just said 30 minutes. I mean, that's the impressive part. You can do all that in such a short amount of time.
Yes, when we started at round one, I said, okay, this is going to be easy. And then by the time we got to maybe round four or five, I was like, man, we need to really wrap this up. And I'm like, so I'm just looking ahead at each different round. I'll say, I just have to make it to nine. And then once I make it to nine,
sure,
then we're great.
Cool.
You've been pretty busy since we had you on last week. A lot of different things to talk about. And I want to talk about something that you and Brad Dickin collaborated on a little bit earlier about the Fair-Minded Coalition of Lorain County. They've decided they're not going to stage a demonstration or any other events in Wellington during the fair next week in light of the violence that went down in Charlottesville over the weekend. What was your major takeaway from that?
Well, my major takeaway, there was a press conference in Ely Square yesterday afternoon, and the Fair-Minded Coalition of Lorain County, they met, and they have been having this fight to hopefully get to the Lorain County Fair Board to agree not to sell the Confederate flag since August of 2015. They've gone to several Fair Board meetings, and so this year they had some planned activities, visuals and community events and demonstrations that they were going to be in Wellington during that fair week. But in light of the things that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, they just thought it was best to just stay a little bit more low-key. They want to have this conversation locally. They love Lorain County, and Lorain County Fair Board members are our neighbors, and so many of our friends and neighbors go to the fair. They don't want to incite violence in their communities, so they just want to have a conversation and possibly come away with some kind of resolution.
Lisa, you've been covering this one for a while, and like you said, it's been going on since 2015. I think everyone who lives in Lorain County who's gone to the fair is well aware of it. Just many people, I think, make things very well on display, I guess would be the way I'd put it. But what's the reasoning? Is there a reasoning given behind the Lorain County Fair Board and the folks who would like to see this kind of go away, the flag prevented from being sold there?
Well, I covered the press conference yesterday, but this is really Brad Dickens' baby.
Oh, yeah.
He's been covering for the last 2 years. But from my understanding, the Fair Board believes it's a free speech issue. If they ban the sale of the Confederate flag, then maybe they need to ban having, you know, people pass out Bibles for who are in the Christian faith. Or they need it banned from having people who are pro-life or pro-abortion there as well. You know, they don't want to stifle anyone's speech. And so this is a fair speech issue for the Fair Board.
We're talking with Lisa Roberson of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. It's the local beat with Lisa Roberson, brought to you by Nine Round Fitness. And we're going to come back to the fair, because I think that's something we should end with. That's going to be a lot of fun next week.
And we will be there next week at the fair.
Yeah, we'll
and we'll all be hanging out.
We'll all be hanging out at the fair next week. So hopefully whatever ominous clouds we see overhead out here on the
studio, they'll go away.
Those are gone.
It's always nice for the Lorain County Fair, right? Yeah.
We want no rain next week. But I want to touch on something that you did a few weeks ago. So yesterday we were out on location, and we were at the LCCC Jack Nicklaus Scholarship Golf Benefit. It was a lot of fun. And you actually did a piece a couple weeks back, and you were at one of their events where they were touching on that roundtable on college affordability. They hosted this roundtable discussion. Just kind of wanted to get your major takeaways from that, because I know that's something that certainly affects you personally, because you've got a daughter that's going to college 2 days,
48
right?
hours, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, so what was your major takeaway from all that? Because there were some really interesting things, I think, that came out of that. They were able to bring in some pretty powerful speakers as well. And it's something that really affects a wide net of folks here who either have kids who are currently in college or are thinking about going to college or certainly have plans to go to college.
Yes. So the panel included the Ohio State President Michael Drake, Lorain County Community College President Marsha Ballinger, State Senator Gail Manning, State Representative Dan Ramos, and Elyria Superintendent Tom Jama. And together they were trying to offer several different perspectives on the topic of college affordability. And my biggest takeaway is the plan. I know parents, when they have their kids in middle school and high school, they think, I don't want to plan away my child's childhood. I want them to be able to have fun and be kids. But if you're planning for your child to attend college, then you have to plan. You have to encourage them to take college classes as early as possible. At Lorain County Community College, they work with Elyria Schools and a number of other schools in the county. I believe they actually have a partnership with every county in the district, every school district in the county, and they can have this program called College Credit Plus, where you can take college credits right at your high school, and they count towards your degree.
That's cool. That's such a unique thing. I know I grew up in a small town in Indiana. We didn't have anything close to that. In fact, there were only two AP classes available when I was in high school, but I knew people who came in when I was at Kent State who had almost a full year of college credits. And I don't think people realize, especially like you say, and the whole reason they held this this whole round table, the affordability of the whole thing. You don't realize until you're out just how much money you have to pay back when those college loans come up.
I really enjoyed having the option of my daughter taking the College Credit Plus courses.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned to Andy earlier that my daughter has 15 credits now, and so that's $12,000 in Ohio State dollars.
Wow. Yeah.
And so there are other students who have 15 or 30 or 45 credits. They have enough to have an associate's degree. And so you have to think, every credit is thousands of dollars you are saving.
Well, that's, I mean, already your first semester and then some once you come to that. So, yeah, I mean, that's so cool to be able to save that money. And then, of course, Lorain County Community College, I don't think people realize the kind of gem it is here in Lorain County. I mean, with all the university partnerships they do as well and the money you can save by going there and then working that towards a bachelor's degree at one of the other universities.
Yeah, and we got a pretty good taste of that yesterday when we were at that golf scholarship benefit. That was a lot of fun just to kind of see all of that come together yesterday. But I know that was a couple of weeks ago, but I wanted to bring that up again because, again, it's certainly something worth discussing, and it's something that certainly affects a lot of folks as school's getting back into session here over the next week or so. I want to ask you about something you wrote late last week before we get back to the Lorain County Fair. So you wrote this article last week about the East Side Relief Sewer Project. And boy, if you've driven around Gulf Road, you've been affected by it in some way, shape, or form. But apparently, some of those projects are, I mean, they're really, the problems, rather, have kind of expanded. So how has this kind of spilled over and expanded?
Well, the East Side Sewer Relief, it's a project that's going from Gulf Road near the wastewater plant. It's going to go all the way down Whitman Boulevard. It's going to come down Abbey Road. It's going to go on to Route 57. It's going to go under the turnpike. It's going to go pop. It's going to be such this expansive project that so many people are going to be infected by. And right now they're on Whitman. And so if you know anything about Whitman Boulevard, those are neighborhoods. Those are people's, you know, tree lawns and their homes. Uh-huh. And, you know, they want to get out of their driveways. And they have this huge project going on right now.
Sure. What's the time expectancy, do you know, on when they'll finally get away from Whitman and move on?
They're hoping to be by Abbey Road, but maybe November, December. Okay. But it's a very slow-moving process.
Sure.
Well, we will cut you loose on this fair question because we've kind of teased the fair already. We're looking forward to it. We can't wait to get down there next week. Matt and I will broadcast our show there next week, next Wednesday and next Thursday. There's a From the Dugout show next Tuesday. So you and I will get a chance to go down there and sample more fair food.
Yeah.
As if we need more fair food.
They're going to be tired of us by the time we get done that week. Yeah.
We had deep fried Oreos at the Medina County Fair
really?
a couple weeks ago. Oh,
they're not like you'd think. See, I expected to bite into it, have a crunch to it, because, you know, Oreos are hard, but they were melted just perfectly. It was really good.
I do love the fair. If I'm going to be kickboxing, I may have to stay away from it.
That's a good point.
I went kickboxing this morning, so you can have whatever you want.
Yeah. Just is that how that works?
Think about all the calories you burned off in that half hour. You can have whatever you want.
Sure.
Yeah, that's especially when you go to the fair, it's hard to say no to. I mean, you get lured in by that smell. There's no way you could say no to it, but you guys will have something cool on the fair coming up in the paper in a few days or over
on
the weekend?
Sunday. Do our nice fair tab, and we have all of the preview stories and let everyone know what's going on in the fair. And it's a good keepsake, so when you're going to be at the fairgrounds, you can have it to know what's going on.
Yeah, there's nothing better than that thing. I think when people are at the fair, you literally have everything in that.
No, the Chronicle-Telegram does a good job of covering the fair. We've done it for years. We're there for the before coverage. We're there during the fair. We're there after the fair for fair results. So, you know, it's a big part of our community.
Cool.
Yeah, without question. And again, we'll be down there next week. So make sure you're on the lookout for us because we will do Wednesday and Thursday's shows next week from the fair. Lisa, always a pleasure to have you in studio. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
All righty. And again, Lisa's appearances are brought to you by 9-Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness. Get a complete full-body workout at 9-Round on Center Road next to Zeppi's in Avon. Time for a break. Matt and I come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.